Hello, KMA Land. This is Spencer Williams here with you on this Thursday, and it's time for me to give my take on our double X factor topic for the week. We've been talking about knowing where you stand with someone and the communication it takes to be clear with each other in your relationships. On Tuesday, I talked about the games we play within our relationships, and I discussed the value of honesty instead of games. But I also know that not everyone even realizes they're playing a game. It's the way they've always seen relationships play out around them or in their own lives. We don't always know what's happening in someone else's life, so it's important that we manage our side of the street. And a very beneficial piece of that would be to make sure people in your life are always clear with where they stand with you. It's hard. It can be hard to be emotionally honest with people. We struggle with being emotionally honest with those closest to us, let alone those extended from us, like coworkers or acquaintances. We pull punches. We worry about other people's feelings. We worry about what they'll say back. We worry about conflict and its outcomes because we think we should avoid conflict. Therefore, we default to nice. And nice is not always emotionally honest. We don't have to go to war 24/7, but conflict is natural and healthy. Author Jeffrey Bonquist says you're never going to agree on everything, so you may as well get good with putting things on the table to deal with. It is a far better strategy to embrace conflict, to move toward it, to be brave in its face, to take a stand, to engage it with creative confidence that you will break through to a new resolution together. Sure beats pretending that it isn't there. Unspoken conflict turns into masked hostility. End quote. If you find yourself in a position of always avoiding conflict, you may think it's impossible to change. But that's just another incorrect story that you've been telling yourself. You may not think you can adapt to become a more empowered, more emotionally honest person. This is not a healthy way to think about yourself, and I hope you can start to see yourself for everything you're capable of. Of course, you can begin taking on a quality you admire about someone else right now. That's why Sandy and I are committed to the double X factor. Because personal growth is all about the ability to change and grow. The same way we used to base our relationships on what we saw all around us, we can take examples of honest, empowered people and emulate them. We act as if. Act as if you already possess the quality you wish you had right now. Act as if you are already good in speaking clearly and directly with people. And by acting as if, you become that, day by day, until you reach a state in which you no longer have to think about actively doing or being that. You just are that. You all of a sudden have the ability to let people know exactly where they stand with you. Some may love it and some may not. And that's probably why it's so necessary in your life. That's it for me this week, and Sandy closes out the topic tomorrow. We'll be back next week with a whole new topic, and we're always at KMALand.com or on social media at KMAXXFactor. Thank you so much for listening.